Predicting the direction of carbon allowances is often like looking into the crystal ball, nearly impossible to get it right. Yet, Europe's increased 2030 targets may provide with a clear-cut indication of where we are heading. I'm Federica Di Sario, a market reporter at ICIS, and I'm joined today by Sebastian Rilling, analyst specialized in the EU power and carbon markets. Hello, Sebastian.
Hi, Federica. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for accepting the invite. So first of all, I'd like to ask you to explain for the very beginning, what's the current state of play in the discussion around the new 2030 emission reduction target?
Yeah, sure. So the European Commission in September has proposed a new Europe-wide 2030 emission reduction target of at least 55% net reduction versus 1990. That means that by 2030, the EU would have to reduce its overall emissions by 55% and net, because they would also account for carbon sinks, which is different from what they used to do before they didn't account for those sinks. So now the Commission has come forward with this 55% reduction proposal, and the European Parliament has followed up on this proposal by the European Commission by adopting a decision in a vote early October, where they actually asked for this target to be raised to a 60% gross target. So gross target, no accounting of sinks. And a 60% target instead of a 55% target. So with higher ambition, actually, than what the Commission had put forward in September. And now the third player on the European level, which is the European Council, is pretty much, the one who has to make up its mind next. And the European Council has not made a decision yet. And they are currently discussing what they should aim for. The problem a bit in the European Council is that a decision would have to be made with unanimity. That means that all 27 member states have to agree to this increased target. And that's a bit difficult because you have especially Eastern European member states like Poland and also Hungary who are opposed to such a high ambition. So they would prefer not even going for the 55% net target that the Commission had proposed, but rather something below that. So the Council has not yet made up its mind. And before the Council makes a decision, the trilogue negotiations, the so-called trilogue negotiations, where all three bodies come together and discuss the target, can start, but they cannot actually discuss the EU 2030 target. So that's the state of play with regards to the climate law at the moment.
That's very clear. But so what do you expect in terms of a position from the Council, and also when should it come?
Right. So as I said, the Council is made up of the 27 member states, and the Eastern European member states like Poland, like Hungary, are a bit opposed to this 55% net target. But actually, there's quite a strong majority in the Council for a 55% target. So according to our research, 19 out of the 27 member states so far have backed a target of at least 55%. So actually there's three countries, Sweden, Finland and Denmark, who would push for an even higher ambition of 60% or even more. I mean, those are just three countries. The rest of the 19 goes for 55%. But they still have to convince those other member states, those eight member states who have not yet agreed to the 55% target, to actually agree to that. And so this is still ongoing, and they're currently preparing these discussions in the meetings of the permanent representatives, and we're expecting to hear more on that latest on the EU summit on the 10th of December or 10th and 11th of December, when the EU heads of states are going to discuss the new climate law, including the 2030 target. So that's really when we expect a decision to be made. And we currently think that the 55% nets target, which was proposed by the European Commission, is a very likely outcome for at least the initial position of the Council. And we think that it's more of a financial question, really, if you get Eastern European member states to agree to this increased target. So especially Poland has already proposed reforms to the EU ETS, which in our opinion puts somehow a price tag on the agreement to the 55% target. So that's what we would expect, and we would expect it by the 10th of December.
So you exclude in the sense that the decision can be postponed to 2021?
Not really. It could be postponed. So the problem is that in the past couple of days, we've seen this huge debate around the rule of law and the overall EU budget, right? So the fear is a bit that EU leaders will not even have the time to discuss the 2030 target on their summit in December. And this would be a problem, because then they wouldn't make a decision on the 2030 target in December, and therefore not this year, and therefore the EU wouldn't be able to update its nationally determined contributions under the Paris Agreement before the end of the year, which was the aim of the Paris Agreement, that after 5 years, the nations or the participants in the Paris Agreement update their NDCs. So if the heads of state don't make a decision in December, then this would not be possible. And it would also put the overall timeline a bit in jeopardy, because the European Commission then has to follow up in June of next year with concrete implementation proposals for all the different regulations that follow from the climate law. And if there's no overall headline target sometime early next year, then this timeline of June next year will be in jeopardy.
Coming back to the markets that we cover, what do you think a 55% target would actually mean for the EU ETS?
Right. So, as I said, the 55% net target is really the most likely outcome. So, once Council has made up its mind about an initial position, the three bodies will come together in the trilogue and discuss. And we think that the 55% net is the likely outcome of this discussion. And then, if you look at the European Emission Trading Scheme, the EU ETS, if you look at the scenario, we would have in 2030 an EU ETS cap of 955 million. So I have to say that this is still including UK installations. So in the last couple of days, we've also seen that the European Commission has proposed a new 2021 cap, which excludes the installations which are based in the UK except for Northern Ireland. So these calculations are still including the Brexit the UK installations, so would assume that there's a linked UK-EU ETS. So this is the assumption, just want to be clear about that. And then in the Commission proposal scenario, we would have a 2030 ETS cap of 955 million. So if you compare that to what we currently have, so currently we have a 2030 target of 40% growth, and that would give us a 2030 cap of 1.3 billion EUAs. So that's a difference of almost 400 million tons of CO2 equivalents, and that's quite significant. So important to mention as well that we're talking about the ETS cap here. That's not necessarily the actual emissions that we're going to see in 2030, but it definitely gives a strong indication where emissions might go. And if you look at the famous linear reduction factor that we would be looking at, so instead of the 2.2% that we would have over the second half of TP4 with the current legislation scenario, This would give us an increased linear reduction factor of 5.6% instead of the 2.2. So that's a significant increase and would therefore significantly shorten the market and obviously also drive prices in the EU ETS.
Yeah, as you said, it's already very significant, but we shouldn't forget that also a higher target was tabled by the parliament. So what do you think would be the impact on the EU ETS if the Trilogue eventually decides on this higher target?
That's a very interesting question. I mean, the parliament proposal of 60% growth is indeed more ambitious and significantly so than the commission proposal of 55% net. And according to our calculations, this would bring us to a 2030 ETS cap of 790 million tons instead of the 955. So that's a difference of over 160 million tons in 2030. And as you see, this is quite significant. And if you compare it to the current legislation again, over the whole of TP4, this would decrease the overall ETS cap over TP4 by 1.6 billion tons compared to the current legislation. So this is really interesting. And then again, if you look at the linear reduction factor, this would bring us to a reduction factor of 7.1% compared to 2.2% in the current legislation scenario. If you take the 60% that were proposed by the parliament and you take the net scenario, which is really favored by the European Commission, so you have a 60% net target that will get you to a 2030 ETS cap of 860 million, which compares to, for example, the 790 for the parliament proposal and the 955 for the commission proposal. And the other way around, if you would look at the 55%, but would make it a growth target, which is what parliament wants, then you would have something like 888 million ETS cap in 2030. So actually, those two compromise scenarios are quite close. And so from that point of view, it doesn't really matter if you would go for 55% gross or 60% net compromise scenario. But we also think that this is rather unlikely to materialize because the council is rather conservative and not so ambitious. Also because they want to make the decision with unanimity. So you would have to convince all individual member states of going for a higher target than 55% net. And in our view, this is rather unlikely.
Thank you very much, Sebastian.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening. And if you want to read more of our analysis, go to icis.com.